Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the University of South Carolina Moore School's recent Economic Outlook Conference. Our excerpt today comes from Doug Woodward, who is director of the Division of Research and a professor of economics at the Moore School, and he discussed the long-term economic consequences of the pandemic.
Here's what the Fed has been doing. I won't go into the details here, but I just want to show you the trend here. Low interest rates, this is the effective funds rate that the Federal Reserve targets, and they expect this to be zero interest rate policy for the next few years. No talk about raising interest rates. When they raise interest rates, it tends to, the bars represent recessions, they tend to slow down economic activity, but we don't see that happening. It's not in the cards. This is not what the Federal Reserve is telling us. And then you can see, and this question came up in the Q&A for President Barkin, the expansion of the Fed's balance sheet, which is really the expansion of liquidity in the economy. I talked about that last time in September, but you can see we're talking about upwards of $3-4 trillion of new money in the economy. So this has never happened at this extent before. And there's very little debate about whether this is effective or not. Everyone believes that this has been a large part of the reason that we've been able to recover so well this year and much better than we have in past recessions. So low rates, massive liquidity. Now, there's a lot of concern about this. This is not only happening in the United States, this is expansion of the money supply or liquidity, but it's going on around the world. So there could be the tsunami coming. Worried about inflation that could happen in the future and what could happen to the value of the dollar. If we are expanding our monetary base faster than the rest of the world, that's going to depreciate the dollar. In fact, it has been doing that. That's a trend a lot of people haven't been noticing, but the dollar's down considerably relative to most major currencies right now. That can be a problem. If it keeps going on in the future, that will require our central bank to have to raise interest rates to try to shore up the value of the dollar as happened in past depreciations of our currency. But it's not going to happen in 2021, I'm pretty sure. So the tsunami is not coming. Don't worry. It's something we have to worry about long term, though, just not in the short term. What about government here in South Carolina? Well, Joe, you was talking about this, so I want to spend a lot of time on what happens at state governments, because we can't print money here in South Carolina or other states. We have to balance our budget, and a lot of state budgets are going into deficit. By law, they're not allowed to keep that in deficit, so they have to find funding. And through 2022, states are facing about over $400 billion in increasing deficit. The states that are looking to be in the worst shape right now are Nevada, Louisiana, Illinois, and Florida. That has to do with the balance of taxes that they have, whether they're dependent on sales tax versus property tax versus income taxes. We have a balanced tax system here. The rest of these states are going to require more stimulus from Washington to get them to balance their budgets. As Dr. Von Nessen was pointing out earlier, South Carolina is in relatively good shape right now. So we're not as dependent on the government to come in and bail us out right now. But other states are going to be asking for that as the Biden administration takes hold in January. Okay, mega trend number two. What about the urban exodus? Before COVID and the last expansion from 2009 through 2019, a lot of the economic activity was in the major coastal cities like New York, Boston, Washington on the East Coast, San Francisco, Seattle on the West Coast. We call these the superstar cities. That's where a considerable amount of GDP growth was taking place, lagging regions in the interior parts of the country. We had these developing urban talent hubs with higher density and concentration of economic activity in the major urban areas.
You've been listening to Doug Woodward, director of the Division of Research and professor of economics at the University of South Carolina's Darla Moore School of Business, speaking recently at the Moore School's Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find all of the excerpts from the Moore Schools Conference that we have been bringing to you since last week. And at our page, we've also posted a link to the entire conference video. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.